I would like to welcome all of you to Carleton University. It is so satisfying to see young minds ready to take the plunge into a new and exciting world. In fact, I myself was so in love with university life that I almost never left. First as a student, then a teacher, an administrator, and finally university president. I spent most of my life within the walls of this renowned institution. It was only when I was 69 and a half that I was asked to step outside this world and enter public service as a Governor General of Canada. Obviously, you don't have to make university your way of life, but if you do, it will certainly give you excellent opportunities. And what an institution you have chosen! For nearly 70 years, Carleton University has stood as a great center of learning and innovation. Its graduates have gone out into the country and the world, lending their skills to business, art, science, and public service. Former students of Carleton even contribute to the Office of the Governor General. No matter where they are, though, they use their skills to the benefit of so many. Your teachers have plenty of knowledge to pass on and will do their best to increase your understanding of the universe. But you need to play your part. After all, as the saying goes, minds like parachutes work best when open. It is your job to take part in classes and allow yourselves the thrill of discovering new and innovative ideas. See your time here as full of limitless possibilities and explore each and every one of them. And remember that learning is not only about the pursuit of education and excelling in exams. Poke your head out occasionally to explore the campus and the city. Take part in cultural events or get involved in charity work, but choose wisely. Let me tell you a story. Once a philosophy professor stood before his class with a large empty jar, some rocks, pebbles, and a saucepan filled with sand. He filled the jar with the rocks and asked the students if the jar was full. They said it was. But the professor added some pebbles to the jar and then poured in quite a lot of sand. That demonstration showed what life is like. The rocks are important things, your family, health and education. The pebbles are other things that matter, like a house or car. The sand is everything else, the insignificant things in life. You put the sand into the jar first, there is no room for the pebbles or the rocks. The same is true about your life. If you spend all the energy and time on the small stuff, you will never have room for the things that matter to you. I wish all of you the very best in your studies in the years to come. I cannot wait to see what changes your generation will make in the world. Thank you.